I'm going to continue talking about Michael Moore's most recent book, Stupid White Men, because I'm currently reading it. Of course, it's his book that's most fresh in my mind. But I have to say as well that I think it's his best work ever. There's a very amazing and scandalously interesting story behind the publishing of this book. It was actually set to be released during the week of September 11th. I believe about half of the copies were already printed when the attack on the U.S. happened. And it was scheduled to be released, I think, later that week. In the book, Michael Moore addresses things like the federal election of November 2000, the record of George Bush since that election, and other open criticisms of U.S. foreign policy and national policy. So the publishers, who is the publisher? HarperCollins. Called up Mr. Moore and said, for unsaid reason, we are going to postpone the publishing of the book. And they actually requested that Michael Moore edit various parts of the book at his own expense, and they would have all of the previously printed copies destroyed, reprint the book, and re-release it. On Michael Moore's website, you can read the entire story behind this. Also, in this month's edition of Briar Patch magazine, which will be your Canadian version, and he writes specifically to the Canadians in that magazine. You can hear about all the details behind that story and how the book eventually got released. Well, right now, Stupid White Men is number one on the New York Times book list. And has been there for a while and hopefully will remain that popular. As this book is not only a humorous approach to various crises in America and in North America in general, it is also a call to action. In his book, Downsize This, as a reader, you go through it, you chuckle every so often at the various humorous takes on, you know, globalization and child labor and so on, and the very sarcastic way that Michael Moore writes. But you're sort of left at the end thinking, shit, this really sucks. Like, he exposes so many horrible facts about corporate America. And you really don't know what to do with it. Well, in this book, Stupid White Men, the facts that are exposed are even more disturbing and scandalous, including mainly the whole story behind the election of quote-unquote President George Bush back in November of 2000. His first chapter is called A Very American Coup. And he goes on to describe the way in which the election was basically corrupted in the state of Florida, and how there was involvement of George Bush's brother or cousin, I believe, Jeb Bush, and various other family members and close friends who manipulated the vote and eventually got George Bush in as president, also with a lot of help from large media companies in the country. And it's very clear to everyone reading this book, if it wasn't before, that Al Gore was actually the winner of that election. And, you know, it goes to show how easily media and the powerful can make something happen sort of behind our backs or behind the backs of the American citizens and get away with it. So we're shown all of these disturbing facts, and you know, you're led to believe it because his research is incredible. It's very thorough. Everything's backed up. But you're taken to a point at the end of every chapter in this book where you're called to action. And if you want to respond to what you've read, there are ways in which Michael Moore suggests that you do so. And I'm going to read a section, the last section in the chapter entitled A Very American Coup, is entitled How to Stage the Counter Coup. We the people can start a groundswell that will eventually topple the Bush-Cheney junta with a commitment of only a couple of hours a week. Here's how. Number one, contact your representatives on a weekly basis and get three friends to do the same. Senators, members of Congress, and other elected officials. Pay careful attention to the calls, letters, and telegrams they receive. Each day they receive a tally of their constituents' messages. Take just a few minutes each week and let your thoughts be known. The Bush agenda can be brought to a grinding halt by a public outcry, and even a few hundred letters can constitute an outcry. Several Bush policies have already been shelved after public disapproval. It works. We all whine too much. Why not put it to good use? Pick an issue you care about and do the following today. Call 202-224-3121, the U.S. Capitol switchboard. Just tell them your zip code and they'll transfer you to your representatives. Write to Office of Senator and fill in the name, United States Senate, Washington, D.C., or to Office of Representative, fill in the name, United States House of Representatives, Washington, D.C. Email for senators, go to www.senate.gov, so on and so forth. For representatives, go to www.house.gov/write-rep/. Or send a telegram. Call Western Union 1-800-325-6000 or visit their website. Number two, dog Bush wherever he goes. If you hear Junior's coming to town, organize a group of friends to protest the event. Remind the media that Bush doesn't govern by the will of the people. Be loud. Be funny. Signs, street theater, mock trials. Show him there's no safe haven from the truth. Number three, force the Democrats to do their job. Obviously, the easiest way to counter the coup is to get the, quote, opposition to fight the good fight. But it won't be easy. Today's Democrats have little time for those who can't make their $1,000 a plate dinners. So here's how to start a little Democratic behavior modification program. Take the pledge. Go to my website, www.michaelmoore.com, and sign the online petition that challenges the Democrats in Congress to stand up to Bush and Cheney and fast, or we'll work to deny them congressional leadership next year by running Greens in close races where the Democrats just a Republican in a bad suit. Take over your local Democratic Party. In most counties, the local Democratic Party is run by just a few people, because most citizens would never think of showing up. Go to the next county or town party meeting and bring 10 friends. In most cases, your bunch will constitute a majority. Use the rules and the state party bylaws, which can often be found on the web, and seek control. Number four, you must run for office. That's right, you, the person reading this book. It's the only way things are ever going to change. Unless normal, decent people run for government, the job is left to rascals. How can we carp about crooked politicians if we won't do the jobs ourselves? It's time for you to throw your hat in the ring and to do it next year. You can run for school board, city council, county treasurer, drain commissioner, city or county clerk, state representative, state senate, state board of education, secretary of state, governor, member of Congress, U.S. senator, even dog catcher, or any number of other offices. The one you should definitely run for is precinct delegate. Every precinct in America elects delegates from each party. It may be the lowliest office, but it's also the foundation on which the whole House of Cards is built. Selected delegates attend the national party conventions to nominate the presidential candidates. You should be among them. And I'm not just saying this, I'm doing it. This year, and getting a dozen friends to run in the precincts too. It requires collecting enough signatures to get your name on the ballot, and qualifications vary. But so few people vote in primaries, and so many precincts end up with no candidates. that often getting elected isn't much harder than just showing up. So head down to your Board of Elections or County Clerk's office and pick up some petitions before the deadline passes. These are only a few of the measures we can take to stage our counter coup. Whether you do it as a Democrat or a Green or just one pissed off citizen, the important thing is to rise up and do it. That's an example of Michael Moore's call to action that is repeated throughout this book, Stupid White Men. It's the point in the book, in each chapter, where he sort of moves away from the humor a bit and gets serious. And he gets so serious that what he's suggesting are things that he's committed to do himself. And this is what makes me a huge fan of Michael Moore.